I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, one answer to the question, what does every woman want? It's gift guide time. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I have several other answers, Bill.
I would like to begin today, if you will, with your annual Heisman pose.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, that's good, but the right hand, you got to turn the wrist a little bit.
And the left hand has to be going into your pocket for your
that's
wallet.
That's $250,000 coming my way. According to the USA Today poll, Cam Newton will run away with the Heisman tonight in New York City, despite the money-grabbing actions of his father, who will not be in attendance.
No! Did he sell his seat?
Whatever happened to the days when there was some tension about who was going to win the Heisman Trophy?
Well, whatever happened to the days where a guy could look out and, like, thank his father for, you know, helping him along the way? I'd like to thank my father, who's not here. He's out running a three-card Monty game in Times Square. Cam Newton's going to get up there and accept the Heisman Trophy and not be able to leave the stage because they're going to take it right back.
This week, the Badger Herald, the University of Wisconsin student newspaper, published a list of students identified as, quote, the worst people on campus. What did they do to deserve that designation?
They put their student Rose Bowl tickets up for sale on a Facebook Marketplace site within 2 hours of the tickets selling out, and some of them were trying to get about $400 a ticket for a ticket that was $150 face value. People in Wisconsin are angry about something. Their football team is angry, keeps scoring 80 points on people. Now the fans are angry because other fans are trying to make some money.
This is basically, you are a capitalist, so yes, you are the worst person on earth.
Don't these people understand that only players are allowed to do this?
Or their fathers.
But only if their fathers are members of the clergy.
We all know that college athletes can't be paid because that would be against the NCAA's rules. But tell us, Charlie, what do the football players on teams going to bowl games get to carry home with them?
Oh, well, Bill, for the runners-up.
No.
This is even better than the Only a Game gift list, actually. Best Buy is right up there with the oddly priced $420 shopping spree at Best Buy. There's a couple of bowls, including the Champ Sports Bowl, that's in on that. The Beef O'Brady's St. Petersburg Bowl, possibly because they want these people to actually be proud of having played in something called the Beef O'Brady's St. Petersburg Bowl. In the future, is giving away an Xbox 360, 4GB. I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite, and this is picked out, I have to credit Karen Given for this because she spotted it on the list, probably because she owns several. The Hyundai Sun Bowl, which is weird enough because it's in El Paso, Texas, where they don't drive a lot of Hyundais. A Helen of Troy hairdryer.
Yeah, in case your girlfriend doesn't have a hairdryer.
In case she leaves you for someone else and you have to go start a war and get her back.
Mm.
Her hair will be perfect. And the Cotton Bowl won't tell you what they give out.
Football fans vote players into the Pro Bowl. Are you surprised by the quarterback who is currently leading in votes?
No, Michael Vick has been absolved, at least on the football field, of his crimes. And frankly, anybody who does time in Leavenworth, I think they've paid for their crimes.
Albert Haynesworth, a defensive lineman with the Washington Redskins, learned this week that letting the head coach know that you no longer wish to speak to him is a bad career move. He's been suspended without pay for the remainder of the season, likely will not play for the team again. Speak to me of crimes and punishments.
Yes, I mean, this is, you tell the coach you don't want to speak to him, and the coach says, okay, fine, don't speak to me. In fact, don't even cross my path again. Haynesworth has been an expensive bust for the Redskins, and they're fed up with him.
This week, the Jets, losers to the Patriots on Monday night, offered a position on the training squad to a guy that they'd already cut three times, a fellow named Kevin Fitzhugh, and he had already taken another job. On his new job, Mr. Fitzhugh is also in training. Pun thoroughly intended. So what makes his current gig more attractive?
He wants to work on the railroad all the live long day, Bill. He's a conductor in training with the Norfolk Southern Railroad, and he seems to think that's a safer and more stable occupation than working for a professional football team.
I'll go along with safer.
There you go.
A listener has called me to task, Charlie, for last week's conversation with you, in which I said that there was nearly nothing of interest happening in the National Hockey League. I would like to make up for that.
Hockey.
I would like to make up for that slight by pointing your attention to a headline in the Toronto Sun, which reads, quote, Flying Waffles Invade the ACC. So, care to explain?
Yeah, apparently somebody threw a pile of waffles on the ice at the end of a game between the Maple Leafs and the Philadelphia Flyers. And Chris Pronger, a veteran hockey player, possible Hall of Famer, plays for the Flyers, said, who brings waffles to the game? Excellent question by Chris.
Question to be asked. This week, the Boston Red Sox had a conversation with Carl Crawford, late of the Tampa Bay Rays. The Red Sox asked, "How much money do you want?" And Mr. Crawford said, "All of it." And the Red Sox said, "Okay." Have I got that about right?
Pretty much, yeah. They came in at the last minute and scooped Carl Crawford away from the California Angels. Having already picked up Adrian Gonzalez, they made themselves at least a co-favorite in the American League East. They signed two guys who are under 30, who play very well, and who play every day. Adrian Gonzalez never misses a game.
Never misses a game.
And Carl Crawford played 150-odd the last year in Tampa. The Red Sox have proven themselves to their fan base if they've given the vapors to everyone else.
Meanwhile, we learned this week that the Mets are being sued. What did they or those who own them allegedly do wrong?
They got involved with Bernie Madoff, which was not a good idea. The Mets Limited Partnership, one of the Mets funds, invested $522-some-odd million with Madoff over the year and withdrew $570.5 million, thereby making about $48 million profit. And they're now being sued by the trustee who was charged with distributing money to the actual victims who lost money in the Ponzi scheme.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter announced this week that FIFA is not corrupt, in case anybody was concerned. Meanwhile, a consultant who worked on Australia's World Cup bid, which failed, said Australia lost out because their bid was, quote, too clean. Anyway, both these guys can be right?
Yes, the Australian guy is right because the Australian World Cup bid probably was too clean, and Sepp Blatter is right because FIFA is not corrupt. It is utterly corrupt.
Charlie, we learned this week that Sylvester Stallone will be inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame in June. Among those entering with him will be Mike Tyson. So, can we expect Rocky Balboa versus Mike Tyson on pay-per-view sometime soon?
Well, they have something in common. Both of them have not had a fight worth watching in about 22 years. Boxing is boxing. They've decided that Sylvester Stallone's contributions to the sport are such that he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I now await the Cooperstown Veterans Committee bringing in Kevin Costner.
It can't be long. It's sure to happen. And finally, Charlie, Ron Artest says that he will donate some or all of his salary next season to charity, if there is a next season. But should you be interested in acquiring Ron Artest's 2010 NBA championship ring, all you have to do is buy a raffle ticket. This raffle has already raised about $500,000 for charity. So can I put you down for 10 tickets?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think this is a really nice thing for Ron Artest. And my favorite thing about it is, and he's mentioning, you know, that he was suspended for 73 regular season games and 13 playoff games back in the day when he was part of that huge brawl between the Pistons and the Pacers. He says, look, we lost $7 million before. The money's all going to various mental health programs, and good for him.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America, among other books. He joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.